Check 1, 2. What's good, everybody? Todd Craig here, aka T-O-Double-D on certain days, aka the Diggy Diggy Doctor on other days. There's other AKAs that I could run through, but that's all we need for right now. You're listening to the audio reflection of How Eve Saved My Soul, aka the Sonic Lineage Project, the prequel to the Playlist Project. So, Sonic Lineage Project comes out of, you know, a very interesting time in my life. I lost my mother right before I started teaching my first college level hip hop class. So first and foremost, shout out to Ruth Machida. Thanks for everything, Mom. Appreciate you. Yeah. I was asked to teach my first college level hip hop course days after my mother's passing. And so it was a class that I took on specifically because my research is in rooted in hip-hop, rooted in the hip-hop DJ, and so it just made sense. It was obviously a natural sort of evolution in what my teaching practice was. And so you can imagine what it was like trying to teach a class you always wanted to teach for the first time on one hand, and on the other hand, having lost a parent. You know, it was definitely a difficult moment. And what I found through this moment is the thing that got me through this period of mourning and grieving was literally an album from a hip-hop artist named Rapsody. The name of the album is Eve. And what Rapsody was able to do with that album was incredible. Clearly a concept album where each song is dedicated to sort of an ode or an homage to a particular black woman who has, you know, done extraordinary work, you know, in the country, in the globe, in whatever it is that they do. And each of those songs kind of embodies and evokes that woman sonically in ways where Rapsody just really nailed it. And what became interesting for me about this album was I could hear my mother in every single song. I could see her, hear her, you know, I could feel her presence, and every facet of her kind of came out in Rapsody, sort of evoking these different black women. And so as I was listening to the Rapsody album, one of the songs that really just caught my attention straight away was Ibtihaj. And that is a song named after Ibtihaj Muhammad, who was the first Muslim American woman to win a medal in an Olympics. She was a bronze medalist, but she's also the first Muslim American woman to wear a hijab while fencing. And what struck me about this song in particular is that Ibtihaj as a song is a remix or an interpolation of sorts of a song by the GZA or the Genius from the Wu-Tang Clan. From his solo album entitled Liquid Swords, the name of the song is Liquid Swords. So there's already this interesting relation between Rapsody using Liquid Swords and then naming that song Ibtihaj, given that she was a fencer. Rapsody has GZA come into a guest verse, and there is also guest vocalist R&B, you know, legend D'Angelo, who also sings the hook on the song. And so the song is pretty significant because the Rapsody album came out in 2019. This song reaches back to the GZA's album in 1995, but also includes GZA on the record, you know, 20 some odd years later. And what became even more incredible for me was the video to Ibtihaj. And what I immediately noticed in the video was, you know, there was this, it's a video that's set in Harlem. Rapsody's from North Carolina, so it's interesting that she would bring a video up to be set in Harlem. A number of different black women, Muslim women in hijabs of various just colors and designs There was also a number of different moments where there are different cars and different elements of the video that are wrapped in MCM, which is a sort of designer bag company. But the rap comes from Dapper Dan, who is, I want to say Dapper Dan is currently with Gucci, but early on in the 80s and 90s, Dapper Dan was based in Harlem and was this incredible fashion designer who would take all of these luxury bags and sort of re-envision them and make clothes, car seats, all sorts of different things for hip hop culture at the time. And it became super interesting to me that Rhapsody in 2019 was reaching back to 1995 and the GZA was reaching back into the 80s and early 90s with Dapper Dan. And that kind of spawned how this idea of sonic lineage comes. This kind of thinking around what different elements sonically, visually connect to a song in the present day, and how far back does that lineage travel? You know, sonic lineage is very reminiscent to Alfred Tatum's idea of textual lineage, and one of the people who really, really helped me to kind of spark and envision what sonic lineage looks like was Dr. Bilal Paulsen, who Dr. Paulsen did a year's worth of IG posts where he would post different songs daily, kind of evoking the lineage that other people had based on the song. He would just post an image of a 45, maybe it's a YouTube video, maybe it's a 12-inch, just so people could begin to then have conversations around what that song meant to them, what that song evoked for them. And so, in looking at this moment with Rhapsody, Ibtihaj, and understanding Liquid Swords and understanding all of the complexities that Rhapsody was weaving throughout the song and then also the album, it brought me to wanting to do an assignment with students called Sonic Lineage Assignment, where I wanted students to identify an album that they related to, and then I wanted them to connect different roots and different streams of thought that appear in that present day album at whatever time it was, but then connect it to three different decades. Those decades could have been the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, 2000s, or the 2010s. So giving students about half a century to think about how they are seeing the strands that run through an album in different time frames. And the idea was to really get students to begin to think about how they would address the sonic, think about how they would address writing about music, thinking about music, and re-envisioning music so that music is the primary text and is not a secondary, tertiary, or even a source that is unacceptable unless it is beefed up by a bunch of other sources. So that's where this idea of the Sonic Lineage Project came from. It's also a project that I would do with students before it. This project is the first project. The next project they do is a mixtape project, which I call Heavy Airplay All Day with No Chorus. The mixtape project, of course, asks students to create a mixtape or a playlist. So they're really sort of composing with different songs and sounds and ideas that they have around the music. But what the Sonic Lineage Project, what it aimed to do is to get students to begin to think about what it meant to address music and how you think and write about music so that you can then begin to write with music. In terms of reflections, I think the assignment went okay. One of the things I would definitely consider doing as I continue to do this assignment with other students is really pushing students to think outside of the box in terms of making their assignments or their projects way more multimodal. I asked that students did this in PowerPoint or Prezi or Google Slides. I didn't want it to be a Microsoft Word document with words on the page. And I was really envisioning that students would have hyperlinks to different songs and kind of make those connections, maybe do some audio. And what I found was that students were really, really apprehensive about kind of going all the way there and pushing the envelope in terms of sound and in terms of really, really incorporating sound. They still weren't really trusting in the fact that that's what I wanted, and they were kind of leaning on their collegiate academic sensibilities of, I need to have more words on the page than I need to have beats in the air. So that is something I think that I would really push students towards, is really trying to do a little less of the literal writing and more thinking about making these connections sonically, using different audio, using different images and video links to really give them the sense of creating a sonic lineage and a sonic roadmap and family tree of sorts when they're addressing this project. So those are my thoughts. That's where I'm at with this project, and I'm looking forward to continuing to push forward with this project and have students push the envelope. I hope this project is helpful to you to get your students to kind of push the envelope in thinking about how they are beginning to address sound so that they're able to then write with sound. So that is it for me. Wanna again give a shout out to Rhapsody, because the Eve album is absolutely crazy. And you know, the fact that she didn't win a Grammy for that one is a whole different conversation in and of itself, but we won't talk about that. But shouts to Rhapsody, shouts to the Eve album. And that is it. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. Also, really quick before I go, definitely want to shout out Courtney and Michael and Kyle, all the other contributors. Thanks for making this amplifying sound writing project possible. We definitely all appreciate it. Salutes to you as editors. And with that, I'm gone. Todd Craig, TODD. I will see you on the next go round. Peace.